Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Visiting with us this week is Xavier Johnson, soon-to-be senior running back on the Jaguar football team. Xavier, appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Oh, appreciate it.
One of the reasons I wanted to visit with you is summer school started last week after Memorial Day. So you had a few weeks break between the end of the spring semester and the start of classes for the summer. Did you go home to Tampa? Did you go somewhere else, stay in Mobile? What'd you do? Because that's really the most free time you ever get a chance to have.
I went home to Tampa for a few weeks, and then the last week I went to Tally to visit my my girlfriend because, you know, I got a baby on the way, so we're having a baby girl. So I spent time with her and her family and then came back here.
So your schedule academically this semester is an online class that you have. You know, tell us what it's about and kind of the things that you need to do for the class this summer as you get closer and closer to graduating and getting your degree.
I just need to stay on top of everything. I just need to focus. Just take a day at a time. I'm taking career planning. It just get me ready for the real world and just see opportunities for me out there.
So tell us about the summer schedule for you and the rest of your teammates in the program. Coaches aren't heavily involved at this time of year. It's NCAA regulations. So a lot of stuff is coordinated by the student athletes instead. Tell us about conditioning and how much you do that, and 7-on-7s, and you guys organize that. You know, tell us about how often you do it and how much work goes into that during the summer.
Conditioning, we try to do that every day because, like, that's what we need. We need conditioning. And at 7-on-7, we try to get the new guys out there so they can have a feeling out there with the older guys, just going over certain plays so they can get their steps down and just getting that chemistry and just bonding.
Is that something like how you guys go up to the practice field to do that?
Sometimes we go to the practice field, sometimes we go down low to the intramurals field.
And how often do you do that, and how long are you out there when you call one of those sessions?
We try to do those like 3 days out the week. Probably we'll be out there almost like an hour. We're just trying to get that chemistry and bond.
Now, when you're out there, you know, you just said you're going through a lot of stuff in the playbook. Do you guys ever experiment and maybe come back and come to the coaching staff with, hey, we tried this out when we were on 7-on-7s and see if that's something that they think may be a good addition to the playbook?
No, we don't. We don't at all. We just try to stay on course and just try to get the plays, you know, just try to get the plays down, pack. That's it.
You do any film work over the summer?
I did a little bit.
Like when you're watching film, you watch more for what you're doing and how you're reading things as a play develops, or is it more about watching the defense and what they're doing against your offense?
I do a little bit of both. I look at myself because I feel like I can always improve, and I know everybody not perfect, but I'm the type of person that want to be perfect, you know. And I look at the defense because I need to look at the defense, see what they playing, see how they linebackers flow, they safety flow, the D line flow. So I try to do both at the same time when I can.
Is that something you did a lot of in high school before you got here, or is that something that you've learned to do during your time as a Jaguar?
That's something I learned to do as a Jaguar.
Is it hard work? I mean, how much time did it take you to get you to where you knew what you were looking for?
I mean, at first I thought it was hard work, you know, until Jay Jones, he taught me everything. You know, I just sat down in here just reading defense. He always told me, look at yourself, because you always can find a place where you can get better at. And that's what I've been doing. I've just been studying my game, and I've been studying other people's game and defense as well.
Visiting with Xavier Johnson on Inside Jag Nation this week. Xavier, describe for us a typical day during the summer. When you get up, when you do the things we've talked about, when you might have free time, and how that schedule looks until you go to bed.
Typical day, if we had something to do today, we'll have workouts. Study hall, so I'll probably get to bed probably around like at least 8 or 9, and the next morning if I have any free time, if we off, I'll wake up early and I'll get a run in just because.
What time you normally wake up during the summer?
If we don't got nothing to do, probably around like at least about 6:30, 7:30 early morning, get a run in.
So you're getting up early, even though it's not a regular semester. Is that just something that you've gotten into that rhythm because of a lot of the early morning practices that the program used to have until they changed the practice schedule last year?
No, I got up because I just want to be that person. I just want to be the best, and I want to lead my team to a championship.
Now, one of the things that you guys have done already that's a little different is on Friday night you went through SEAL Fit training. Tell the listeners, what was that about? What were the things that you were doing? How long were you out there? You know, just tell us about that experience in general.
That was a great experience. That experience is just like, it's like, what can you do when everything's get hard? What can you do when you're tired? Are you go break? Are you go give up? Are you go fuss? But Navy SEALs, all it did was just make our brotherhood even stronger. It brought us together, you know. Even though everybody was tired, we kept pushing one another. We kept saying edge. So I think that was a great experience. We was out there from 5 to 12 in the morning, but I was kind of tired, but I didn't give up on my team.
What were like some of the actual physical things that the instructors made you do to kind of, I really think it's about testing you guys.
They made us get in the cold tub, neck deep. They made us go underwater for 5 seconds. They made us do a lot of sit-ups. They made us go in the sand. They basically made us do everything that they did in Navy SEALs.
Now, you mentioned that it's about preparing for the year. Do you think it helps more in the off the field stuff you talked about creating a brotherhood and trust in the locker room, or physically with every way that you get tested? Do you think that it prepares you for what you go through during the course of a season?
I think it prepares us for both, because off the field, you gotta take care of your brothers. You know, if you don't see nothing they thought they were doing right, then you gotta tell them let's go. And on the field, it's the same thing. You gotta have their back no matter what. That's your brother. So I think it's good for both.
So, not necessarily a trick question, but given the choice, would you rather do 1 7-hour SEAL Fit training session, or would you rather go through a preseason August practice that starts at 2 p.m.?
Honestly, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say the Navy SEALs, because it just brings us together. Like I said, it's brotherhood. That's what it's all about.
Visiting with Xavier Johnson this week, member of the Jaguar football program on Inside Jag Nation. You know, not only are you a rising senior, but since you redshirted, you're going into your fifth year in the program. Tell us how you think you've developed as a leader and what your expectations are in being a leader this fall?
I think I developed as a great leader because the little things I get on the older guys about and the younger guys about, because I want them to have a mindset that when you're tired, you could do anything. When you're tired, you bring the beast out of you. So I try to be that leader, and I try to get them going as well.
You feel like you're more lead by example? Or are you pretty vocal? I mean, for sure you're more vocal now than you were when you came in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But describe your leadership style and how you came to be comfortable with that.
I just felt like I just needed to step up more as a leader and vocal, because I feel like if I do the things I do, and if I get the people on the track that I want to go on and that I want to lead them to, then maybe everybody will follow my lead. And that's basically what they've been doing, following my lead. That's what I want them to do, to follow my lead.
I know you said that part of what helps in coming to summer school and doing all the stuff outside of class together gives you an idea of some of the new guys who are joining the program in the fall, and it's still early, you're about a week into it, but as you kind of look at what you see so far, what excites you the most about this year's team for the fall?
Oh, we eager to win. We ready. The younger guys, the new guys, they already got their mindset what we're going to do this year. So this year is going to be very special.
How good do you think this team can be, and what do you think needs to happen to be good and to win some key games?
I think we could be real good. We just have to stay consistent. We just have to stay together, and we just gotta believe in the word edge.
Have you guys talked about openly in the locker room, at workouts, what the team goals are this year? And you care to share them with us?
Yeah, we got a lot of team goals. I'm not going to share them or anything like that. But we just, like I said, we just want to come together just as one unit and play together. That's really the main one.
I think that's fair. I have no problem with that. I think individually you probably have some thoughts in the back of your mind of things you might want to do. Are you going to keep those secret from us too, or are you willing to share?
No, I'm willing to share that. I'm willing to share. My goal is to lead consistently, to pull people, just do everything I feel like that is right for the team to do.
I know, guys who are really fortunate, and maybe you got a chance to talk to him to figure out the experience and everything he went through last year. Gerald Everett is someone who last year both wanted to win and contribute to team goals, but also knew that at the end of the year there was that realistic chance to play professionally. And I'm sure that you have those aspirations too, and you've got some numbers that I'll tell the listeners in a minute that would back up that's a reasonable expectation that some teams will hopefully come in here and be interested in you. You figure out, how do you balance, okay, I'm going to do everything for the team and the team goals and also prepare for the long term? Is there anything that you think you need to do special, or do you just work within the framework of the team and let everything take care of itself?
No, I don't really think I need to work on anything special. I just gotta stay focused and, like I said, bring other people with me. Just do the right things.
Visiting with Xavier Johnson, senior running back from Tampa, Florida, and at this point, just heading into your final year, to note for our listeners, so far as a Jaguar, 2,225 rushing yards, 3,368 all-purpose yard, 21 touchdowns, all totals that are the second highest in school history. Been all honorable mention all Sun Belt twice. Last year, you led the Sun Belt in all-purpose yards per game, ranked fifth in rushing, led team with 831 yards. Plenty of accomplishments so far individually. One, it's a young program, but one thing that's not been done yet is there's never been a 1,000-yard rusher in school history. Have you thought about possibly accomplishing that and what that would mean to you if you would be able to say you're the first person in school history to do it?
Oh, yeah, I always, you know, that 1,000-yard, that's always in the back of my mind. You know, even the players here always tell me that they want me to either get, they either want me to get 2,000 yards. You know, I have a big goal, and I want that. I want 1,000 yards, but that will come with time. But yes, I definitely want that record. I'm going after that record.
Explain to the listeners, what's your favorite part about being part of the South Alabama football program?
My favorite part is just hanging out with my brothers, just being around my family and the coaches, and just bonding like a team do.
And I know that, you know, you're going into your senior year, and so it's, you can't look back just yet. But, you know, when you get done, and regardless of what happens professionally and where you end up playing down the road, like when you think, what do you hope Jaguar fans remember about you when your career is done?
I hope they remember that that I always wanted to be a legend. I always wanted to leave a mark here, and I just want people to remember me as a hard worker and a dedication person.
Visiting with Xavier Johnson on Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time. We know you got a lot to do, even if it is the summer, but I'm going to ask you some questions now. Just tell me the first thing that pops into your head. First, when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Work out.
What's your favorite sport outside of football?
I don't have one.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Baseball, I guess.
I mean, have you ever gone to a Bucks game?
Oh,
anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to a Bucks game one time in high school. I mean, it was pretty cool. But though I'm from Tampa Bay and I'm not a Bucks fan, people are like, what? But yeah, it was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game that I actually went to.
So what baseball? You're talking about going to Jaguar baseball games, or you do, like, I know the Yankees single A affiliates in Tampa. Are you talking about going to one of those games?
Yeah, one of my high school coach tried to take me to a Yankees game, but I told him, no, I'm not really into baseball like that. I just find it kind of boring to me.
If there's one athletic event you want to go to but you've never been there, what is it?
Hockey.
Well, that should be easy. The Tampa Bay Lightning are a pretty good team.
Right.
Pretty fun team to watch. You're going on a dream vacation, one place. Where are you going?
Puerto Rico.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, man, survival.
What's your favorite? Who is your favorite musical artist?
Lufo.
And way down the road, when everything's said and done, have a great playing career, you go on and do things professionally off the field, and Hollywood producer comes back and says, we're going to make the Xavier Johnson story. What actor plays the lead role of Xavier Johnson?
Oh, man. Myself. I don't think of no other actor to play me but myself.
Well, maybe that'll be your career after football, an actor. You can find your way to Hollywood and get that done.
Yeah, maybe.
Been visiting on Inside Jag Nation this week with Xavier Johnson. Appreciate the time. And best of luck preparing for the season. Hope all goes well this summer, and look forward to seeing you in the fall in your final year at the college level.
Thank you for having me today.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!